The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And now, here is Brother Murphy.
But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And ye shall go forth and grow up as calves out of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Malachi 4:2-3. Friends, here are the words of the prophet Malachi, and a prophecy concerning Christ our Lord, which was foretold some 460 years before Christ. For this broadcast, and perhaps the next one too, I want to use the time to show some of the prophecies concerning the coming of the Savior, and then the scriptures directly relating to the fulfillment of those prophecies as they pertain to Christ. But before we go into that, listen to this poem. Hark, those holy voices. Hark, what mean those holy voices, sweetly sounding through the skies? Lo, the angelic host rejoices, heavenly hallelujahs rise. Hear them tell the wondrous story, hear them chant in hymns of joy. Glory in the highest, glory, glory be to God Most High. Peace on earth, goodwill from heaven, reaching far as man is found. Souls redeemed and souls forgiven, loud our golden harps shall sound. Christ is born, the great anointed. Heaven and earth his praises sing. Oh, receive whom Christ appointed for your prophet, priest, and king. Haste, ye mortals, to adore him. Learn his name and taste his joy. Till in heaven ye sing before him, glory be to God Most High. Notice particularly that this scripture in Malachi mentions the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. We believe that the Son of Righteousness is Jesus Christ. There is much speculation as to when Christ was born. We understand that a certain catalog gives no less than 136 different opinions concerning the year of Christ's birth. And as to his birthday, that has been placed by sects and creeds and learned men in every month in the year. It was under the reign of Pope Julius I, as head of the Catholic Church, when the date of December 25 was established. However, Adam Clark, the noted commentary, estimates that it was not December 25th at all on which Christ was born, since the shepherds were still in the field keeping watch over the flocks by night, and therefore it was likely not later than September, in which our Lord was born. But be that as it may, friends, this is not the important thing at all, the date of Christ's birth. Endless arguments might go on concerning this from here on, all of which would have no important consequence. But the important thing of it all is that he was born a Savior, a King, a prophet, and priest, according to the prophecies and the scriptures given. Here then are some prophecies concerning Christ. Prophecy 1, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." Genesis 3:15. Fulfillment. "For he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet." 1 Corinthians 15:25. This is speaking of Jesus. Prophecy 2, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be." Genesis 49:10. Fulfillment. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28-30. Prophecy 3, "And it shall be for a sign, and for a witness unto the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. For they shall cry unto the Lord because of the oppressors, and he shall send them a Savior, and a great one, and he shall deliver them." Isaiah 19:20. Fulfillment. "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Matthew 1:21. Notice, dear ones, that we're giving you the prophecies concerning the coming of Christ on the one hand, and on the other hand, we're giving you the scriptures pertaining to their fulfillment. Prophecy 4, "And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord." Isaiah 59:20. Fulfillment. "Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." Titus 2:14. Wouldn't you say that was a wonderful Redeemer who could take away all the guilt and condemnation from a person? I say indeed it is. Prophecy 5. "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Isaiah 7:14. Fulfillment. "Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." Matthew 1:22-23. Prophecy 6, "And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." Isaiah 11:1. Then verse 10 goes on to say, "And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious." Fulfillment. "And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony, and said, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Of this man's seed hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus." Acts 13:22-23. Friends, next week, if the Lord is willing, I hope to continue with some more of the prophecies and show how they were really and actually fulfilled in Christ. And just as the shepherds speedily went to find the newborn Christ, I hope that each and every listener of this broadcast will make haste to find the peace of God in their own souls. All delays are dangerous, but he who delays to seek Jesus, when the angels, the messengers of God, bring him glad tidings of salvation, risk his present safety and his eternal happiness. Oh, what would the lost in hell give for those moments in which the living hear of salvation had they the same possibilities of receiving it? Listener and reader, be wise. Acquaint thyself now with God, and be at peace, and thereby good will come unto thee. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, bless the words of the broadcast to every listener, and may this account of Christ, our Savior, be not only a historical fact in our lives, but make it a reality, a living experience to all those who seek Thee in sincerity and truth. And to Thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. May I take just a moment to tell you that this message is brought your way by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. We're trusting God by faith to move upon the hearts of His people to help us keep His Word going forth over the air and through the mail. If we may be a help to you, be sure to let us know. We deeply appreciate those who have stood by us for, well, it's been almost 5 years now, and have helped us keep the message on the air. For this, we're thankful, and may God richly reward every one of you. Let us be faithful while the Lord gives us time and opportunity to spread forth His Word unto the ends of the world. Here now is a song by the grace of God. The singers are Bob and Dora Forbes, Randall Flynn, and Melvin Doolittle.
By the grace of God I am saved today. I will walk by faith in the narrow way. I will trust His grace to preserve my soul. I will rest secure while the billows roll. By the grace of God I will live for Him. I will trust His power to keep from sin. I will never doubt but resist the foe. I will grow in grace as I onward go. By the grace of God I will never yield to the tempter's power, but with sword and shield I'll defeat the foe with an ardor strong. In the name of Christ, sing the victor's song. By the grace of God, I will live for Him. I will trust His power to keep from sin. I will never doubt but resist the foe. I will grow in grace as I onward go.
Dear ones, we hope that the Christmas season, which is just ahead, will bring each and every one of you peace and happiness. And I believe that God can give you contentment and satisfaction in your hearts if you will give your lives completely into His hands. And now, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy speaking for all of us at the Mission Trail and saying, may God's richest blessings be with each and every one of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.